And now it's time for our musical taste game. Let's play the music. Here we go. Joining us today, the prince of cool new music, Mr. Q Stevens.
Yay, Mozzie!
Yay!
He was Radio 1's youngest regional DJ. When they gave him a job, they said, "You are good enough to be on Radio 1, young man, in certain areas." And then he made it to all the transmitters. That's and right. Here he is now.
I beat Noel Edmonds by about 9 months.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's quite an honour, isn't it?
And I saw him the other day coming out to Take That.
Did you?
And I wanted to have a photo, but he was on the phone.
Did you guys see Take That?
Yeah.
And?
It was amazing. Brilliant.
See,
what a show.
I can't see where to take that gig.
Oh, yeah.
Because people do get stereotyped and, you know, and you imagine... I imagine you at, like, a cool gig... Like, if we have a... Like, I bumped into you at Glastonbury.
Oh, yeah.
If we sat down and had a beer and went, right, what bands do we want to see? I reckon there wouldn't be much crossover.
No. Yeah, probably not.
But... No, but no, I reckon there would be. I would expect there to not be, but I reckon there would be.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there'd been a few. Because I go to little gigs all the time, so it's go to a big gig and see, like, how many people? 80,000?
80,000.
Screaming and Mark Owen on the back of a caterpillar. I'm not going to say no to that.
Yeah. No. That is, by the way, that is part of the show. It's not like Hugh's had too much drink.
No. But don't you think Lamar going, actually, if you've seen Take That in concert, he does ride a back of a caterpillar.
He does.
And I reckon he believes it. He's the only one out of them all who actually believes what's happening on that stage. The rest are doing it for the money, you know, because it's their job, because they can sing. But he actually does it because he loves it.
All right, well, here we go. If you're in the car and you're stuck in traffic, you're going to like this. This is our musical taste game. We've all chosen a song that we secretly love. And we've all chosen a song that we secretly hate. Mm. Now, this is going to be interesting because Hugh is here. Same when Zane was on. He has to choose a song that he doesn't like and he has to say, I don't like it. But what has he chosen? We are ready?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what anybody else has chosen, so we all get to guess. Let's start with Secret Love Number One. One of us in this studio loves... this song. Let's go outside in the sunshine. George Michael. Let's go outside. And Outside. Oh, that's tough.
Stinker.
For me, that's an obvious Allard.
Now, Hugh.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Look at Dominic's face.
Uh-huh. How long do I have to look at it for?
Well, yeah, I know.
As long as you want, Hughie.
Just to see if there's any clues. Dave's quiet.
This is, it is obvious, but I'm still going to go Allard, I think.
Really?
Biggest surprise would be Dave. So, for that reason, I'm going to put Dave. I think Dom.
It's me.
But then again, I always say Dom when it might be me.
I'm going to say that for everyone, by the way.
What, it's you?
It's me, yeah.
I'm going Tina.
All right, well, make your notes, because you might end up changing your mind when you hear the rest of them. All right, let's have Secret Love track number two. One of us in this studio loves this song. Back on when we first met. Oh, my God, Atomic Kitten.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Baby, oh, my God. You still turn me on. You can make me whole. Dave's got
that
spoken face smile, which is like, it's not me.
Chris, this is you.
Yeah, this is me.
I think Dave.
Do you?
Yeah.
So really?
It could be Hugh.
Oh, I'd love it if it's Hugh.
My first ever date with my now fiance, we went to see Atomic Kitten in concert.
Did you?
I went, yeah, come on, we'll go and see Atomic Kitten. Went up. Her name should be on the guest list. Wasn't down. Turned away.
No!
Hang on. So she's going out with the gatekeeper of new music at Radio 1, and you're going to take her to a gig, and of all the places, you take her to a comic, and then you don't get in.
Yeah. No. Embarrassing.
Yeah.
This has got Dave written on it.
Hang on a second. It was sold out.
No. The message hadn't got to whoever was.
So did you just buy a couple of tickets on the door?
No, we just went to the pub.
Right. Yeah. And all them years later.
Yeah.
All right. Secret Love track number three. One of us in this room loves this song. Just help yourself
to my lips. Alan. Shame on you. Shame on you. Just say the
word. Tom Jones.
Dominic. Just help
yourself to the love.
Yeah, I'm thinking it might be Hugh as well.
Is that not too obvious? That's just stereotyping.
Well, no. Well, Allard's Welsh as well.
It's me. 80% of everyone.
And it's Chris.
I think it's Chris as well.
It's me.
Well, remember that bit?
Yeah. Oh, baby. All right, secret love track number 4. One of us in the studio loves this song.
Oh,
Alad.
That's who.
Culture Beat, Mr. Vane.
Culture Beat.
Yeah.
Oh, you see what he did there. He pretended not to know who it was. It's how are you spelling Culture Beat?
Culture the, Beat, you say?
This is mine. Look at Alad.
So far, I know the words of 3 of the songs.
Alad is singing along.
I know.
Yeah, but this is right up his street.
Oh, what an awful track.
It's awful.
I can imagine you dancing to this, Al.
Yeah, I could, actually.
Ah, that'll do. Secret Love track number 5. One of us loves this song.
What?
Hugh.
Spice Girls and Mama.
Of course it is.
Spice Girls, is it? Right.
See what she did there? Clever. Clever sidestep.
All right. Oh,
that's a toughie.
This is hard now, isn't it?
Look at Hugh's face. Look, is he overacting? Is it him? Hang on.
Got a great poker face.
How does this go, Hugh?
Don't know this bit.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know the rapping bit.
It's not rapping.
And then the final track. Well, he doesn't know the song. The final track, one of us in the studio loves this song.
Dumb. Genuinely, who is this? Is this Maroon 5?
No, is it Bruno Mars?
Bruno Mars.
Nothing on you, baby. They don't like this song. Somebody loves this song. Tina. I've got Tina down. She likes that soppy crap.
Yeah, all that mid-tempo R&B.
I reckon it's Tina.
So do I.
You think Tina, Hugh? Yeah.
It's got to be Tina.
You go ahead and make your judgments.
Yeah, well, because we're right.
Right, let's have then an update, a recap rather. So, secret love track number 1. Who out of us, me, Dave, Dominic, Tina, Alad, Hugh Stevens, which one of us loves this? Let's go outside in the sunshine. I know you want to,
but you can't say yes. Go outside. Good move.
Thank you. I'm dancing. Right, next.
This is a great shout.
This is Dave or Dom's, I'm telling you.
Why do you think
it's
that?
It's Dave or Dominic.
Why? Dom's head's not quivering.
This is fresh, Hugh.
You can make me whole again. And just help yourself to my lips,
to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours. I'm between Chris and Hugh for this.
Yeah, me too.
I'm between you and you, Dom.
Me?
Yeah. I think this is you.
I think it's Dave.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah.
No, that's Atomic Kitten, Dave.
What is?
Atomic Kitten's your choice.
You glazed over in happiness.
No, I didn't.
Then the next song is this. Just write Alad next to that. Spice Girls Mama.
Mr. Hugh Stevens for me.
Well, maybe it's you, Dom.
Hugh.
Yeah.
That's it, isn't it?
And the last track. All over the
world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted. They got nothing on you. Has anyone not put Tina for that one?
I think it might be Dom.
Nah.
Okay, so, should we reveal all?
Yeah.
Right, so, it's time for everyone to step up and admit that they love a certain song. So, let's start with... Let's go outside. I say... Dominic Byrne.
I say Dave.
Alad.
I don't know. Dom is the first name I put down.
I think it's Tina.
Do you? And Dominic?
Let's go outside. It's me.
Yeah!
Oh! I love it. I yes. always have. Always, always have.
It's a stinker.
It's not. It's have you? It's not stinker.
I'm with you, Dom. I love this.
Have you seen the video? It's hilarious.
What do you love about the video, Dom?
It's just good. Yeah, this is about him being
like
in the toilet.
Do you like the toilet bit?
Yeah. All right. Oh, it's great.
If you like George Michael and Toilet, you should check out his new album for what I've heard. Only joking, George. It's only a joke. All right, so Dominic Byrne loves George Michael outside.
I love that.
Oh, by the way, George Michael's on the phone. He wants to say something to you.
Let's go outside, George.
Yeah, he's going to slap some sense into you. Right. The second song, Who Loves This? I say Dave.
I say Chris.
I say Dave.
100% Dave.
I said Dom, so I'm Dom.
So, well, you can change it now.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah.
I think it's Dave.
So
Dave.
The person who loves Atomic Kitten whole again, please make themselves known.
You can make me whole again.
No!
Yeah, you think I'm getting predictable? You're wrong.
Oh, no!
It's me. I love this.
Yeah. Tina. Really?
Not sure what she meant, but...
Wow.
You can make me whole again.
Yeah, all right. Wow.
Stop being a child, then.
Good shout.
Do you love this song?
Great. Thanks, I do. I love this.
Do you ever sing along to it?
It's a great sing-along, yeah. Always.
Go on, sing along.
No.
All right, okay. You're the one used to turn me on. You can make me whole again. All right, Tina.
It's all right, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you remember when I sung that in Hull and I made it, you could, like, Hull again?
Oh, yeah, it's good. It was a play on words, wasn't it?
Oh, you're so funny. Next is Tom Jones.
Just help yourself to my lips, to my arms. Just say the word and they are yours.
I say, I'm going to go Hugh. I think it's too obvious, but I think it's a curveball.
I think it's Chris.
Chris for me.
I'm going to go Hugh.
All right, well, it's between me and Hugh. Which one of us loves Tom Jones? Help yourself.
I think it's Dave.
Oh, yeah. No, it's me, Chris.
Yeah!
Told you.
Rubbish!
That's like 2 out of 3.
I love this song.
Oh, yeah. He's from the same village as my dad, Tom Jones.
Is he?
Yeah, Treforest.
Do they know each other?
No, I don't
right.
think so.
My heart has love enough for two. For two.
More than enough for me and you. When would you listen to this, Miles E?
When I'm driving.
Okay.
And getting ready for a night out.
Okay.
You know when you just first put your gear on, your clothes on, and I walk out and I stand in front of the mirror.
Right. Just help yourself.
It's a real insight, I think, this game. What do you not think?
Well, yeah, kind of. All right, so I like that. Tom Jones, help yourself. I think it's in Anchorman as well.
Is it?
I think so. Right, secret love track number 4 is the Allard track.
I think it's me. I think Allard.
I think it's Allard.
I think it's Allard.
I think it's Allard.
Allard.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's me.
Ah, yeah.
I love that song.
You can call me Mr. Vain.
And I want it now. Awful song. Allard, this is muck.
Well, that's what this game's about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the idea is... You know,
if you can, you shouldn't.
You go, here's a song I like, and we go, oh, my God, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, and it's Allard. And you go, wow, I wouldn't have thought
there's
that.
There's supposed to be an element of surprise.
But Europop.
7. How many of those do you think I've got?
Europop crap. Your name written all over it.
Pumping is pumping.
Well, this is very interesting. There are 2 tracks left, which means either Hugh Stevens or Comedy Dave loves this song.
I'd be happy with either answer.
I'm going Hugh.
I'm going Dave.
I'm looking at his face. He's not looking anybody in the eye.
I'm going Hugh because as soon as this started playing, he had a little smile to himself.
So, it's either Hugh or Dave. Who is it that loves Spice Girls Mama?
It's me.
No, it's Dave!
Whoa. I was right!
No!
That's deeply embarrassing, isn't it?
I like doing a poker face. You don't have to do anything, do you? You just kind of...
I've always liked this.
Really?
It's a bit soppy, isn't it?
Yeah.
A bit.
Why do you like it?
It's just a good tune. I like the chorus. Hang on, it's coming soon.
Mama, I love you, mama.
No, 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 I'm not talking about the words. The words are like built, but I like the tune. It builds a really good chorus. This is like the, you know, pre-chorus bridge.
Can you hear yourself?
Hello. Here we go. It's coming. It's coming.
Right.
Forget the words. The words are really soppy.
Here we go.
Here comes the chorus.
It's 8:28.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
In a way, I am.
So Dave secretly likes the Spice Girls and Mama, which means Hugh Stevens secretly loves Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah, and B.O.B.
And B.O.B.
Bob.
Thanks.
I first heard on your show, I think.
That's right, where the creators of Fresh New Music.
Yeah, when Matt Fincham ran in and said, this sounds like something else. And you played it, like, twice before it was big or anything.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
It's like, whoa, that's amazing. That's, like, the best love song ever. The most schmaltzy, sugary love song ever. I love it.
You're weird, you.
Mm. Love this song.
I can't believe you're still with that girl that you tried to bring to Atomic Kitten all them years ago. All right, then. That'll do, right. Well, thank you very much, Hugh, for playing part one of the game. Very nice. Well done.
Thank you very much. Well done.
And I think the most shocking revelation was Dave liking... between Dave liking the Spice Girls and Dominic liking George Michael outside.
No!
I now have an image of Dominic dressed up as a policeman dancing around in a lavatory.
Yeah.
I can see it. I can see it moving.
Yeah. And you would as well.
Yeah.
Come on, let me see it.
What was that, Sarah?
Come on, let me see it.
Yeah, there you are. Hey, Dominic.
Yes?
Come to daddy.
No, I'm all right, thank you.
Oh, what a great question.
Yeah, it wasn't even a question.
Matt Stevens and his fake laugh. But Matt Stevens, what, the rugby player?
Yeah.
Right, okay, so they're the songs we love. It gets even more interesting with songs that we hate. So if it's a good song, you're pretty much on a good bet if you just say Allard. It's the rule of thumb.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
All right, so we'll do that. We'll do the news and then, play a couple of proper songs off the playlist. Well, we could probably join in on that game as well, actually.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
First of all, Dominic with the news. It's 8:30. I'm feeling rather smug because I guessed correctly all of those, says Neil from Chelmsford in his lorry. Nice one, Neil. I can't believe I got all six right. Tina, top tune, says Kev in North Wales.
Yeah,
Atomic Kitten Hole again. Kev, hang your head in shame.
We've got a new producer, so let's all welcome Freya. She will do her job each day and the BBC will pay her. The phone team now is Chris, Dave, Don, Tina, Alid and Freya. Plus other backroom people and some bloke called Matt Fincham.
Right, the Musical Taste Game Part 2 coming up.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Songs that we secretly hate. We'll do in a couple of songs time.
BBC Radio 1.
Meanwhile, here's a couple of songs off the playlist. Right, it's time for part two of our Musical Taste Game. So, six tracks, six people in the studio. We've all chosen a song that we secretly hate. And we have to tell the truth. No one knows what anybody else has chosen. Hugh Stevens is playing. This could get very interesting. I'm looking forward to it. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go with a musical hate song. Number one, someone in this room hates this song. Madonna? Is it Ray of Light?
Yes.
That's a great song.
I know who this is.
It's me.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I know who this is.
I know who this is.
Really?
It's Alan.
It's Surprise Alan again.
Do you think?
Yeah.
It's not a best song, is it?
No. Oh, I think it's one of her best ones.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's no Beautiful Stranger.
The Newsbeat jingle used to sound like this years ago.
Yeah,
Hello.
Now it sounds like Cher. All right, well, I'm going to reserve judgment for the time being. All right, that's secret hate track number one. Secret hate track number two. One of us hates this song. Arctic Monkeys. Or is it Hugh?
It's got to be Hugh.
I love Arctic Monkeys.
Maybe I Brian Storm. Julie Mazonda. What says her name? Yeah. I like this song.
Oh, I was about to say Chris then.
I'm going to say it for everyone.
Yeah, but he might be bluffing though.
It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, another one. Yeah. Someone to kiss, someone to kick you. All right, okay. Next one. Secret hate track number 3. Get your freak on.
Get your freak on. Oh. Most people in this room.
Get your hair did. You know, it's all well and cool being a rapper in hip-hop, but, you know, be grammatically correct.
Yeah. Hair done, love. Not did.
I've known this for ages.
Well, life's been good for a while, hasn't it?
I didn't like the tracksuit in the video.
Do you remember on radio when you used to play this on 24-minute rotation?
She did used to wear one of those kind of, like, velour tracksuits, like a chav in a supermarket, didn't she?
I remember Little Serious be on in the mornings when we were on in the afternoon and Cox would be going, oh my God, Missy Elliott, amazing, absolutely brilliant. We'd be on in the afternoons going, what a pile of muck. We really were like opposite ends of the spectrum. All right, okay, that was Secret Hate Track number 3. Who hates that? I don't know yet.
I've gone
for
Dave on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
This is Secret Hate Track number 4.
Similar.
I think it's Dom singing along.
You think Blur, Coffee and TV is similar to Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On?
They all have the kind of...
They have an air of disappointment, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I love this song.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't want to give anything away.
Dom singing along, and if you hate something, you secretly love it, don't you? Because you hate it so much, it's ingrained, and you know all the words, and you know all the bits.
Start over again.
Yeah, nice bit of psychology
one,
there.
One, two,
you.
Three, four... How can you not like this, Dave?
I actually love it.
Yeah, cheers, Dave. Right, that's Secret Hate Track number 4. This is number 5. Which one of us in the studio hates this song? If you wanna go,
I'm going back down south. Come on. It's not the best Kings of Leon.
Is that what it is? Thanks, Alan. I think it'll be Hugh, because I don't know what this is.
Yeah, Hugh.
What is this, Hugh?
It's a Kings of Leon, is it?
What track is it?
I don't know the name of it.
It's got to be
Down
Back
South.
Down South.
Is this a single?
It's the new one, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it?
It's got to be Hugh.
I don't know who this is.
Is it the new one for the Kings of Leon? I genuinely don't know.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Hugh.
I think it's Tina.
I think it's you, Hugh. I think you chose the song to hate me. You chose something so fresh, none of us have even heard of it yet. Hugh Stevens on Radio 1. I'm so upfront. I hate a song that's not even been recorded yet.
When it has, I'll hate it.
Got Kings of Leon in the studio. I love your new album. And the next album, for next year, I don't like it already. But I respect what you're doing. And then finally, Secret Hate Track number 6. Who hates this song?
It's Friendly Fires, isn't it?
I think it's Tina.
Is that who it is, Dave?
It's Friendly Fires, isn't
it? Friendly Fires, yeah. Jump in the pool, yeah.
Dom's pretending he doesn't know, like, as a double bluff.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Who is this? I don't... This is the Kings of Leon, is it?
Come on, let's go outside.
Right, so one of us hates this. Right, do you want an update?
Yeah.
All right, here we go then. One of us in the studio hates Madonna's Ray of Light. You'd think it would be Allard, wouldn't you?
It is Allard.
But he has done Madonna before. All right, one of us hates the Arctic Monkeys. That's Dave.
Dom.
so strangely comforted. And number three, one of us hates Missy Elliott.
Get your Chris.
Get your freak Dave.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Milesy.
Get your freak on.
Milesy down.
Get your freak on.
I love it.
Get your freak on. Ah, yes.
Shut your mouth.
It's the tracksman. She's like giving it all that. Yeah, men want a bit of this, something like that.
I, honestly, but, you wouldn't go near it with no.
But with a gatto,
it's very rude.
No,
Dave.
I'm kidding.
She's lost loads of weight.
Yeah, you're right. She looks great now.
Yeah. Anyway, secret hate track number four is Blur.
I think this is Chris.
I think it's Dom.
Orange.
Oh no, maybe it is Chris.
I love it.
There's a whole
I love it.
List of people on the text saying hate them all.
To marry me. Right, next one. Who hates this? Kings of Leon. So new, never heard of it.
Hugh.
I'm thinking New Hugh.
I think it's Dave.
Yeah, it's gonna be New Hugh.
Can't be any of us. None of us have heard of it.
I wasn't sure it was either.
And then the last track, one of us in the studio hates Friendly Fires.
Tina.
Who is it, Dominic, again?
Friendly Fires.
Yeah, right.
Friendly.
Tina.
It's a race on this.
Very percussive, isn't it?
Coffee and TV is a tune. Shame on you, says Millsy in Oxford. Whoever hates that Friendly Fire song is absolutely 100% right. It's Simon in Manchester. I hate them all, says Lindsay on the A1. I agree with all of your hate tracks. All of them bobbins, says Donna in Stockport. All right, so we do the results?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. These are the results. So, Madonna, Ray of Light, massive song, but someone in this room hates it. All right, I've gone for the obvious. I've gone Allard.
I've gone me.
Allard.
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 This is rubbish.
It's Tina!
Got it again!
As soon as you said this is Allard, I caught your face. No, that's you, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, this is rubbish. It's all
rubbish.
It's not rubbish.
It's not good.
It's great.
It's not her best work.
It's not her worst work.
No, she's done way worse songs.
No, it's just noise to me.
I mean, it's not, you know, it's not her best. It's no Dear Jesse.
It's nowhere near as bad as American Pie.
True. Ah, okay. Well, thank you, Tina. Tina hates Madonna's Ray of Light. Who hates the Arctic Monkeys? Ryan,
top marks for not trying. Dave.
Dave.
I've seen it, this.
I put Dave as well.
I think it's Allard. I think Allard hates it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say Hugh.
Do you know what? It could be a mega double bluff from Hugh. I'm still going to put my money on Dave, but I'm saying if I'm wrong, it's Hugh. Who hates this?
I love it. I like the band, just don't like this song.
Dominic!
If you turn your paper over, I'll explain why. Apart from the fact I don't like the song, it's Brainstorm, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they wanted everyone to say Brainstorm and get it wrong, and somebody's written down Arctic Monkeys Brainstorm, but it's Brainstorm.
Oh, yeah.
Why not just call it Brainstorm City? I don't like it.
But it's got the, like, Brian in it.
Yeah, I don't like the song. I like the band, I don't like the song.
Isn't that a mixing desk or something?
What? Brainstorm.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know.
You're right, Grump, you.
Why? I like...
So you don't like this song because it's called Brian Storm?
What a stupid name. And also, I don't like the song very much. But good band.
What about this bit?
I love this.
No, I don't like it. Crying Lightning's brilliant. Bay Unigun Dance Floor's brilliant. New One's brilliant about moving your chair. I like that one.
Yeah, the Move Your Chair song.
Move Your Chair song I like.
All right, Dominic hates Arctic Monkeys, Brian Storm. Who hates Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On?
Chris.
Coxie will be going mental.
Allard.
Oh, can you not lie? This is amazing. No way.
I think it's Milesy. I think you don't like it.
I love it.
Dave, definitely.
Well, I had Tina down. I'm going to go... Well, I... I don't know, Dave.
Alid's still in the pot.
Oh. I'm going Alid.
So who hates this?
It's me.
Dave!
Just rubbish, isn't it? Just overrated garbage.
No, that's great.
No, it's rubbish.
Why?
Just think it's rubbish.
No, I just said why.
Oh, sorry.
Why make it?
Yeah, it's just nothing.
Hugh, why is this a good song?
Because it's weird and it's a little bit... I mean, I've never heard anything like this, have you? I mean,
well, yeah, but that for good reason.
Many times on Radio 1.
Back, yeah, I really like this song.
I think it's rubbish. With respect, Hugh, you're wrong.
Okay. It's a personal thing.
Shut your mouth.
Silence, right. My lad, spit it out.
Hello!
Hello!
Right, next is Blur Coffee and TV.
Take out the text for Dom. So funny.
I wrote Dom.
I think it's Dom.
But, well, it's not because Dom was out to Monkeys.
I
had
some
time
for this.
Oh, yeah.
This is Chris.
I'm going to go Miles.
Yeah, this is Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Because you like Blur, but you think that this is a little bit pedestrian and not their best work. Yeah. That's what I'm going to say.
I think it's Chris.
What? All right. Should the person who doesn't like it say something?
Come on, give me the points.
It's me.
Ah, Alid!
Obvious Alid, thank you.
Very good, bluffing. Do you hate this song?
Do you know what? I'd go so far as to say I'm really not a fan of Blur. I think they've done a couple of songs that are great than they're a great band.
What have they done that's good?
Part Life.
Right.
Country House.
Do you know what? I'm with you, Alid.
And that's it.
What? I'm not a Blur fan. I think they've
the Universal.
I don't even
cut to the end.
You're agreeing with Alid, Dave.
Sunday, yeah. Sunday.
No.
I think they've done a couple of good songs and a lot of it's bullshit.
Oh, come on. But Hugh's staying very quiet.
Blur,
I wonder if
Blur Glastonbury was amazing a few years back. I really like Blur. Not all their songs. This is I don't like
Tender,
it.
Dave.
I was never a big Blur fan.
I find it a bit dreary, to be honest with you.
All right. So that leaves me and Hugh. Hugh and me. Yeah. Me and Hugh. Lots and lots for us to do. So the two tracks are Kings of Leon, Back Down South, and Friendly Fires, Jump in the Pool. It's a bit of an anticlimax to the game today because, as Hugh's the only person who's heard of this song.
Well, that's what you say. You didn't know who the Friendly Fires were either, apparently.
But then again, it could be a double bluff by me.
Well, it has to be a double bluff on one of them.
I'm still going Hugh.
Me?
Yeah, Hugh.
Me?
Hugh for
no,
the next one.
This
not
is
you,
Hugh.
Hugh.
This
is Hugh, and you don't like Friendly Fires.
Hugh?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't like this.
Yeah! He's so up to date. He's chosen a song that we haven't even heard enough to not like.
It is a bit ploddy, this.
So do you dislike the Kings of Leon as a whole, or just this song?
Oh,
you're not a fan, are you?
Probably 70... I'm 50-50. I can take them or leave.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I think that some of their songs are amazing, but then, you know, this is like... I don't know. I don't know what they are.
Do you not think he's got an amazing voice?
No, not particularly.
Really?
Not particularly.
I think he's got an effortless voice.
Okay. Wow. Personal thing.
Do you know, like, Sex on Fire?
Oh, yeah, you know, yeah, I could take it or leave it. Good tune, big anthem.
Debbie McGee, do you know that one?
Debbie McGee?
Yeah, that's one of their best.
Maybe Debbie McGee.
I love that one.
Really?
Debbie McGee?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you've heard that.
Every day.
Oh, no, hang on, was it?
You must have.
Every now when I sleep, I keep having the same weird dream.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, it's Debbie McGee. It just spins round my head like my pants in a washing machine.
Is this on an album?
No, it should have been. Could it get cleared?
I keep trying to forget.
That's why I don't like
him. That's why I don't like him.
Yeah, they should have given a clearance.
But the same thoughts occur to me when I lie in my bed. There you go. Ah, that's embarrassing from that point onwards. Right, which means the last one was me. I'm sorry, I hate this. Do you know what I think it sounds like? You know on keyboards, right?
Yeah.
Where you have pre-built settings of things. If you on the pre-built, already made percussion button, when you press it, it's what you can hear in the background of the song.
This is a great song.
It's not. I
I like this.
And by the way, if my knowledge is correct, it got to number 100 in the chart, and then they re-released it, and it got to, like, number 50. Seriously, boys. And I think the main reason I hate it is because Radio 1 decided to play it in every show that we did.
I like when it breaks down with all the drums and whistles and stuff at the end.
Sounds like a drum kit falling down a flight of stairs.
I like it.
Switch that press. They can't switch the button off of the keyboard like that.
It's like when you press Bossa Nova on one of those auto keyboards.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's gone. Hang on.
No. He's got a great voice, though. I like his voice.
Not particularly. No. Ask me if you think. Ask me if he's got a good voice.
Got a good voice?
Not particularly, no. There you go. So what have we learned there? Hugh Stevens is not a big Kings of Leon fan.
That song. Who would have known?
Alan doesn't like Blur, and Comedy Dave agrees. And everyone but Hugh hates Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On. So, hair did.
Nothing too shocking there, though, is there, really?
No. I do like it, though, when somebody chooses a song that Radio 1 loves. Yeah. There you are. I love that. Mm. Radio 1, Friendly Fires, Jumping in the Pool. No, thanks. I'm all right. I'll stay over here near the barbecue and have a burger. you jump away all you like. Have fun. Some inflatables in the shed. Get them out. Knock yourselves out. So there you are. That's our musical taste game. Nice.
I always enjoy that.
I think for me, the most shocking one was Dominic's admission to the fact he loves...
That was embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
It's a brilliant, brilliant song.
I'd be embarrassed.
Hugh, you know all about music. Do you like this one? Yes, you do. There we go.
No comment. I like George Michael. Have you seen it on Twitter?
No.
He's good on Twitter.
Is he funny?
Very
he's
honest.
Quite opinionated.
Very honest.
I've never met George Michael. I'd love to meet him. I was in Snappy Snaps in Hampstead in North London once. I thought I might have bumped into him.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, when more here, he bumped into you.
Yeah.
What you can.
The video is very funny for this. It's very, very good.
Isn't that a load of policemen in the toilet dancing
like in leather
outfits?
Well, that's
disco.
One bit.
No, but they're kind of,
the
whole
idea
thing
is that, he's turning it on the police who arrested
exactly.
him.
Exactly. Which is actually quite a clever thing to do, I thought.
Wow.
I like this a lot.
I remember all the outrageous controversy about George Michael at the time, and he wrote this song as a reply to the critics. And all these years later. He's got his new album, Snappy Snaps Park Here, coming out.
In the sunshine.
All right, Dom, it's
embarrassing, Dom.
Hugh, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Hugh is back.